Hi. Hey, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Please allow me to ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Just a second. Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you, allow me to read them.
How many reproductive... are there? How many are there?
Just a few questions.
Okay.
All right. Reproductive freedom.
7.
Okay. K-12 education.
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Abortion rights.
7.
Okay. Healthcare.
10.
Okay. Climate change.
3.
Democracy.
Sir?
Democracy.
Democracy?
Democracy, correct.
Okay. I'm a former teacher, so I want to make sure I understood what you said. Yes, sir. 10, of course.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
And migration.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Thank you. Allow me to ask you, what is your race?
Why is that significant?
Just reading the questions from the survey.
Okay, and you are a questionnaire, or one who completes the questionnaire, African American.
Okay. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
5/8.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The postmaster's.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount. Okay, just allow me to read the whole question. Now, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. So, did you say 10? Am I correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make a change on issues that matter must to your community. Please rate the amount of power you feel that the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
6.
Whereas, okay. Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Allow me to read them. John Ossoff. Okay. J.D. Benz.
6.
Thank you. Tim Walz.
No opinion. Wait, okay. What's the last name you just said?
Last one was Tim Walz.
Oh, Tim. Okay, we'll give him a 10. I'm sorry, because I saw what you said. I wasn't sure what you said, so I'm sorry.
Not a problem. The next one, Andre Dickens.
No opinion.
Raphael Warnock.
10.
Brian Kemp.
9.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
10.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. And thank you so much for your time. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Once again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I would have to not say, because I don't vote by parties. I vote based on the particular person. So sometimes I vote Democrat, sometimes I vote Republican. So I'm not sure. So I don't have a response for that one. It just
depends. Okay. Okay. If you had to choose, for who would you vote? Only if you have to choose one, for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I guess currently it would be a Democratic candidate, but I love several of the Republican candidates. I love Jeff Duncan, he's Republican. But if you just want an answer based on the ones I know now, you can go ahead and put Democrat. But again, I don't always vote the same party. It just depends.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, staying the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. We are halfway there. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, I will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? A small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or events prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, A zero means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Now, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm about to read them. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Okay, so 10 mean they made a difference, and 0 mean they made no difference, correct?
Yes. 10 means that you believe that the person even certainly prevented the progress.
Okay, kept from, that means, so in this case, 10 means that's a negative, correct?
10 basically means certainly prevented progress, and
okay,
0 certainly
so,
did not.
Okay, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Okay, Jane Doe class made all 100. That would be a 10. If all of her class made 0, that would be a 0. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Zeros means certainly did not prevent progress. A 5 means you're not, did not. Correct. Certainly did not prevent progress. A 5 means not sure. And a 10 certainly prevented progress.
Oh, prevent. So in that case, it's a negative 10-4. I want to make sure, because typically the question would be the opposite. It would be written in, it would be written differently. That's why you can make a survey say what you wanted to say. So you can go ahead and give me the name. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm about to read them. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
That would be... Okay, 5.
Okay. Vice President Harris.
Okay. In this case, okay, 1.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
10.
Okay. Black voters.
5.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Your local mayor.
10.
Thank you. And once again, thank you so much for your time. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that you have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where
okay,
10
before,
means...
before you go on, okay, this is a survey that is supposed to be... one that is not biased. So if I was of a different race, would you ask about that particular race, or you were asking about Black African American, because some African American, so why is that question there? Is that question asked to all of your question, the ones who answer the question, or is it just dependent on the particular race?
Depending on the responses.
Okay, gotcha, because otherwise I was going to stop the interview, because I was going to... All right, go ahead.
Okay. I was saying that 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. A 5 means you are not sure. And a 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. So you may choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay. Now please allow me to read them. Because we vote, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
10.
Thank you. Now, the next one. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black college and universities. the largest ever. Over 260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through the grants, the debt discharge, and other aid.
10.
Thank you. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
7.
Okay. Now, because we vote, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
10.
Okay. Because we protested together, this administration has banned knock-out warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate criminal laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Thank you for your responses so far.
Wait, how many?
I'm not.
How much longer? I have an appointment, so I need to. I know, in order for a survey to be accurate, all the questions need to be answered. So, how much longer?
Okay, it's just a few more minutes. We are 80% so far, so I'll go through as quickly as I can from now on. Is that okay for you?
That's okay, because I have stuff in my hair. We have to rinse it out. Otherwise, you go bald, but go ahead.
I understand. I really appreciate your time.
Well, you've been calling here, so I said, you know what? This person is really trying hard. So as a former teacher, I know data is extremely important. So go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind. And that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. When 0 means... Okay.
8. You don't have to... Okay, 8.
Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
6.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S., Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. And I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, staying the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like
yes.
Many people, are you?
I am.
When did you register to vote at your current address?
When the year I move, I'm not sure. I don't know. Whatever year we bought the house. Probably 19, I guess. 18. Probably 2019, I think.
Okay. How did you register to vote?
Democrat.
No, excuse me. I'm asking how did you register to vote?
How often?
No, how did you register to vote?
Oh, I'm sorry.
For example, by...
I got you now. I'm sorry. You know how you think, well, it's not listening, like I get off to my student in person.
It's okay. Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian
yes,
or gay?
Yes, 1. One.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried,
married.
Living with?
Married.
Okay, we almost done, by the way. Are you the parent or guardian or any children under age 18?
Retired.
No, excuse me. I'm asking you, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No children, sorry.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Okay, read the question again.
More than glad. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I'll say Democratic this time. It's really neat,
okay.
But Democratic.
How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I think maybe 160, 150.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Before you go,
yes?
do need to know who offered, what organization is sponsoring this survey?
Okay. Take into consideration that we are an independent research company. We are located in Miami, Florida. And the name is Metro Research.
But what companies solicit data from you? Because obviously once the data is gathered, what organization will use this? Whom do they supply this data to?
Okay. It's Metro Research.
Right. That's the name of the company. But who uses? Okay. They acquire the information. I got that. Okay, what organization use the information that they gather? Do they sell this information to certain agencies or what?
Like I said before, we're an independent research company.
Yeah.
So okay. If needed, I can share with you the number.
No, I'm good. All right. But I do appreciate you allowing me to answer the question and you repeating the questions.
Thank you so much for all your responses and your time once again. I really appreciate it. So have a nice rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.